Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we investigate the book of 2 Timothy and discover powerful truths about mentorship from a father-to-son perspective. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. As we really, over the last several episodes, have been doing a little bit of a deeper dive on self-love, what it looks like, how it shows up. And last episode, we talked a little bit about how sometimes we hide it. Because no one likes to be around people that are self-absorbed. So we have to kind of hide our self-absorption.
Yeah.
We want to bring the conversation around to ourselves. We want to live for pleasure. We want to make it all about us. But we also know at the same time that to lead with that is to be rejected by others. So we want to have both.
Yeah.
So we play this game, and a great costume to wear in playing that game is godliness. Mm. So the Bible says these people have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. That's what it says in verse 5. So they have a form of godliness. They talk about God. They talk about the Bible. They talk about prayer. They talk about serving God. They use all the platitudes.
Yeah.
But they don't really have a relationship with God in any substantive, powerful way.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it's a sobering thing to think about, especially, you know, if you work in ministry full time, because sometimes it's easy to start to go through a routine, and before you know it, it's I'm relying on myself, my own gifts and my talents, and then, you know, as you might gain popularity within the church or with people that are there, they start, you know, commending you for how you're speaking and how you're singing and how you're leading. And then it becomes, oh, that feels great. And then it becomes, all right, well, how can I do this in such a way that people are gonna, you know, give me a pat on the back or give me a shout out or talk about me more. And then it not only harms ourselves, but it harms the people that we're ministering to, because now everything is vetted through how can I get praise and glory rather than God? And we start to stray from the truth. And like you said, even some televangelists and things like that, they're willing to sacrifice truth for the purpose of their own self-promotion.
Mm. So all of this, all of these qualities of self-love have been suggested, and then there's really one call to action at the end of all of it.
Yeah.
And that's in verse 5, where the Apostle Paul says to young Timothy, from such, turn away. Timothy, make sure that you are not associating, developing ministry friendships, partnering with people that are using the church, using the platform of serving God as a tool to promote themselves.
Hmm.
Make sure that you do not culture close friendships with self-absorbed people. It's not to say that we shouldn't be friendly to everybody.
Yeah.
We shouldn't try to reach people, but these are not the people that are going to fertilize your relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, and it just shows you how seriously God takes that, because being self-absorbed, you know, as they're doing that, you know, we can't afford for that to have effect on us and for it to rot in the ministry of somebody else, you know. And so Paul takes a very strong stand against it and not associating with them.
Look at verse 6. For of this sort, okay, the people from whom were to turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses. We even use that term today. Man, that guy's a creep.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's right. Creepy.
Yeah,
we exactly. Use that term today. Uh-huh. So of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I think that refers to the women. I think the point of verses 6 and 7, and if you have a disagreement, Caleb, I'd be happy to hear it. But my thought on verses 6 and 7 is that these are people that will take advantage of people. People that love themselves, that are in it for themselves, they're going to look for the most vulnerable people. So back in Bible days, there was a high priority placed upon education for men. The women generally, not so much. They were at home. So this is not necessarily an application to some of you ladies that are listening right now. But these would be people that would be more vulnerable, more susceptible to false doctrine, people that are already struggling with sinful addiction in their life. They're laden with sins. They're easily convinced. So here are religious people that are finding vulnerable people and taking advantage of them for their own self-aggrandizement. So whether it be an illicit relationship with these women, they're taking advantage of them in some sexual way, or whether it just be they're taking advantage of these women for some other, you know, you see that even today.
Yeah.
People contributing money to or buying into some heretical ministry where they're, and you look at it and you're so frustrated, like, oh, yo, maybe your cousin or your sister, like you're just throwing your money away.
Yeah.
And yet there's always going to be predators like that, that are creeping into houses. Now, in Bible days, they literally were going from house to house. Mm. But nowadays, people can creep into houses through social media.
Mm-hmm.
They can creep into houses through a television broadcast. They can creep into houses through a text message or a phone call. So technology has even made this more rampant.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you see it everywhere, really. And to be honest, when I first read these verses, I said, okay, what in the world does this mean? Silly women. And, you know, but as I was reading, I really do, you know, as I was reading some commentaries and things like that, kind of came to the same conclusion that these people are using this form of godliness and saying, oh, you know, God told me I'm supposed to have this. You know, God told me I'm supposed to have a private jet. Therefore, we need to give to the man of God so that he can do the work of the ministry. And, you know, you've heard stories like that, but even just
that poor widow that the Pharisees were taking advantage of that gave her last two mites.
Yeah.
You know, that they were devouring widows' houses, taking advantage of the most vulnerable people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so detestable to see people use the word of God as a means just to rob people. But it does happen. And so he's saying, and be careful because they're going to prey on the weak. These, you know, spiritually illiterate people or these people that are baby Christians or new to the faith, they're not sure what to all to believe. And they're all over them. So, you know, Timothy, you have to watch out for these people.
Yeah. And to listen to any one thing they say, sometimes it'd be like, oh, well, they said that so well, or they're so prosperous, or they're using Bible verses.
Yeah.
So whether it be a Kenneth Copeland or a Benny Hinn or, you know, any number of people that are going to just merchandise people for their own benefit. That's Timothy. Don't have any association with any of that.
Yeah, it's so sad to see, but people that are, again, people that are self-absorbed are willing to stop at nothing for their own personal gain, including using the work of the ministry.
Watch how the Apostle Paul condemns them by using a Bible example. Verse 8, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. So the Old Testament doesn't give us their names. And maybe Paul was referring to some extra-biblical source as far as actually identifying their names. But be that as it may, these were some of the magicians of Pharaoh's court. The Bible says that withstood Moses. So do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. So who were Jannes and Jambres? They were, remember, Pharaoh's magicians made their staff turn into a snake.
Right.
So, you know, the devil does have power. He is subtle. He's crafty. And make no mistake about it, there's a form, there's a, wow, there's something going on there. There's spiritual power there. Wow.
Yeah.
But they were resisting the truth. They were standing against God and Moses. And so what the Apostle Paul says is, Timothy, that's what these guys are doing. Yeah, there appears to be power. There appears to be some connection to God, but it's just an illusion. It's not true.
Yeah, at best, it's just an imitation of what, you know, the truth really is.
Their minds are corrupt, and what they're saying is not true. So if you truly assess their character and assess their belief system, you're going to find out that they are imposters. Mm-hmm. Look at what it says in verse 9. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be, it doesn't mean that their ministry is going to end today. That's not what that's saying. For their folly, their foolishness, shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. So what's the final word that Paul has on these self-absorbed people? The final word is there is no longevity to error. There is no longevity to self-serving. That will ultimately end, and their nefarious motives will ultimately be revealed. Just like we look back at Moses' day and say, we know the Egyptians worship false gods. We know that those magicians were not true. Now, in the day, you might have been fooled.
Right.
So what Paul is saying is same thing today. These all error and all self-absorbed people will ultimately be exposed. So, Timothy, just be faithful. Just be faithful. Keep preaching the truth. Stay with what you know. And one day, God sorts all that stuff out.
Yeah, no, it's so good, because sometimes, you know, it's easy to get caught up in straying and in doing things that we're not supposed to, because we think, you know, that way is it, there's success in it, and we see that, you know, people are prospering. But, you know, Paul reminds it, you know, they might seem like they're prospering, they might seem like they have power right now, but that's just, that's temporary. You know, God's going to reveal in time his truth and his word to all. And so you stick to the words of God. You stick to preaching the Bible.
So the perilous times, the last days, are a description really of carnal, self-absorbed people. And Timothy, you need to make sure that you are choosing your ministry friends and you are partnering with wise men, because he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So I'd say to you, my friends, after having completed this list now, let's use it first to judge ourselves. And then let's use it as a template by which we judge the people with whom we have close association. And let's make sure, above all things, that we're putting God first, being content with who Jesus is, and serving others. So I hope that helps today, my friends. Look forward to jumping into verse 10 next episode. Hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.